This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We are joined in the studio tonight by Emmy Bryce. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's great.
That's fantastic to hear. We've got a really awesome lineup of tonight. We've got some awesome music. We're lucky enough to have Emmy come in and do an acoustic.
Yes.
A couple of acoustic tracks, which we're really pumped for.
Yep. So stay tuned in for that.
Hey.
And then we've got queer questions, which we've been bringing back, like Jenny. Just throw that in there. It's going to be a good night. If you head to our website, joy.org.au, you can find various social media formats through which to get in contact with us as well.
That is correct. We are actually remodeling everything as well. So Generation X, we're growing up. We're going to go through a bit of a...
Puberty?
We've hit puberty.
I think we're probably beyond puberty. The show's for late teens, early teens. Anyway, moving right along, let's have a chat to Emmy. do you want to start off just by telling us a bit about yourself?
Wow, I love that question. About ourselves. Okay, so my name's Emmy. I am a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. Released my current EP, 7 Days. I have my lovely guitarist, Brooke Taylor, in the studio as well. And we've toured Australia minus Perth in April.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done heaps of stuff. Brooke, is your mic on? I'm having a mental brain fade. What else?
Yes,
we play pop music.
There it is.
We've got pop music. What else about me?
What else about you? Well, there's been 2 national tours. So,
one was an East Coast in November, yeah. And then we did a national tour. And then we were on Channel 10's The Circle. So
that was really exciting. Good. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that would have been a bit of fun.
Yeah, so I keep forgetting, stuff that we do that. Yeah.
Seems like a long time ago now.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was a very early start, but it was excellent to sort of walk in there like a zombie, and then you've got your hair and makeup chicks that just completely
transform
you in about 15
I've
minutes.
I always want to have that happen to me.
It was
great. The
circle's
on quite early as well, isn't it?
It was. Yep. We were there at 7?
Yeah.
7.
Mm.
Mm. Early. Mm. So, and now what are we planning? Now we're just planning some more tours for then the release another single,
ooh,
which we'll play today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so is this a new single? Like, has it been released yet? Or are we getting
it's on the EP, but it's officially being released as a single.
And that's been on TV too, hasn't it, Emmy?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Brooke. That's why I bring her. Yeah, it was on Offspring.
Yeah, right.
Which was cool.
I saw that little clip of that.
And then it's on the soundtrack as well, for the Offspring soundtrack. So
that's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like it's like, this is everything.
I know.
Do you want to maybe go back right to the start and give us a bit of info about how you started becoming a singer-songwriter?
Well, I'm the only musical person in my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't grow up. I find that a lot of musicians who I meet are very, and I had a, sat around the piano with my mum and my family. And mm-hmm. that didn't happen for me. I pretty much am self-taught. I did music throughout school, mm-hmm. but I only just passed.
Ooh,
wasn't very good at the good old music theory. And then quit piano lessons and ended up just teaching myself from there.
Yeah.
I travelled really early. So I went overseas straight from school
mm-hmm.
on my own, travelled around. And I guess the first point of, I wanted to be an actress originally.
Right.
And then realised that and especially in theatre, and mm-hmm. then realised that I couldn't act and I couldn't dance. So my dreams were shattered there, but I could sing.
Reality check.
It was a very big reality check. My parents used to come along and be really supportive. And I could, when you look back when you're older and going, my parents were just being really super nice to me. But that was awful. It was awful.
I love you, Mum and Dad.
That little cringe moment.
For unconditional love.
And then I went overseas and I started singing at just pubs and open mic nights around Europe. And then kind of got the bug from there. there and then came home, joined lots of different bands and cover bands. I played at, I think, everybody's wedding in Melbourne. So,
yeah.
You know, so and then met up with these guys. So Brooke and my current band in the last couple of years, and we've just been jamming out the tunes. And it's been a bit of a slow process over the last 10 years.
You were saying that you were playing in Europe. What was probably the most exciting show to play out over in Europe?
Oh, most of them were local pubs. So.
I have this image right now of Forrest Gump.
Nothing is spectacular.
No, that was in America.
We were going there.
But no,
Jenny.
No, I think my favourites were probably Belgium, and they were probably the most fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, we're going to kick it away with a Sydney hip-hop artist just for the moment, the interim. His name is Chance Waters.
Oh, I know Chance.
How awesome is Chance? He's lovely.
We tweet all the time, and I met him in Sydney the other week. He's really good.
That's so
and
cool.
A really lovely guy,
He's just a genuine nice dude.
He's the really lovely.
Well, you probably know this song. It's Maybe Tomorrow featuring Lillian Blue. Let's kick it off.
Very cool.
You're listening to Generation Next.
Hi, guys.
You're on Generation Next with Dylan and Em. We are joined by Emmy Bryce in the studio, and very excitingly, she's about to sing us a song live. And the song is called, with Brooke as well.
Just adding a little wave
from the lady on the guitar. So the song is called Every Star is a Setting Sun to Someone. So take it away, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4.
A million tiny little planets, each holding a star's hand, little green lumps of light.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, wow, that was awesome. Oh, thank you so much.
That was fantastic.
Dylan and I were like beaming at each other going, is this so good? Oh. It was so wonderful. For me, that's the first time I've been in a studio and had like live
music. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Our pleasure.
It was so beautiful. We'll keep going with some interview questions if that's okay.
Yes. Yeah, I'm kind of like a little bit. I feel
a little bit starstruck.
Yeah, that was fantastic. That was amazing. Yeah, really, really,
it was
wow.
Beautiful. If you are interested, I should say, in hearing more of Emmy's stuff, do you want to just give a little plug just quickly?
Yeah. So I have my new EP out. It's called 7 Days, and you can get a copy by going to my website. So everything is listed there. Facebook, everything runs off this website. So it's just emmybrice.com.
And I'm sure we'll definitely check something onto Joy as well, joy.org.au, and we'll have the links there.
Yep. And yeah, absolutely. As well. Yep. So. What inspires you to write? Where do you get some inspiration for your songs?
A lot of the stuff comes from things that I see or stories that I get told. I don't come from a place. Most of my music, and Brooke would have to agree, is quite kind of upbeat and happy. I don't really have too many sad songs, so I don't write from a woe is me type of place. So I like to think of other people and see what they're going through, and like one particular song, although it doesn't feature on this EP, is about a friend of mine who was having a bad time dating. So I wrote a funny little song about that, and I like to write things that aren't too serious but still have meaning to it, you know, and because not everything has to be like a real dark personal journey.
Absolutely. So the song that you just played for us,
yes,
where did that come from?
That was a co-write. A good friend of mine, Ben, and I wrote a lot of the songs from the EP together, and that one in particular was, look, it's more about if you're like laying on a beach somewhere. I don't know if anyone else has done this, it's just my own weirdness perhaps. Lying on a beach somewhere and you're looking up at the stars and going, oh, or even just the sky and going, I wonder if someone else on like the opposite side of the world is doing the exact same thing I'm doing. Yeah. And kind of just like that cross, not in terms of spacey, it kind of sounds a bit spacey the way the story kind of came about, but it was more just about, just being on the opposite side of the world, the whole yin and yang of people, really.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, again, so it's not right. It wasn't meant to be really deep and meaningful, and a lot of people kind of think that it is. And I'm like, it's a bit lighthearted.
It was beautiful.
It's an awesome track.
Thank you.
What was your first, like, your absolute first very big break where you're like, this is getting real?
Oh, it's kind of happened this year, I think. I keep looking at Brooke for all the answers. I don't know.
It's funny just to think, because I seem to remember like before you'd recorded the album.
Yeah.
And I remember you coming to me saying, I'm going to be going and doing this. Do you want to come and play guitar? And, you know, there was profanity involved, but I agreed. That was very exciting for me at that point.
I think it's really hit home now, and I'm looking at going overseas next year. So hopefully going to be doing an Asia tour next year.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You know, I think most of the times it's when I'm on the road with the band and we're just sitting around having a beer in like Brisbane and going, oh, wow, you know, we're not working. We're working, but it doesn't feel like work. And it's like, yeah,
but
this
it's like
is
it's
exactly
Thursday afternoon and I'm in Byron Bay.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. Oh, so I think that, and obviously the TV performances and stuff have been really cool. So but I think it's we're at the beginning of this massive journey. So
that's a really good segue to my next question, which is where would be your top location or festival to play at?
Oh, I would love. Oh God, there's so many I'd like to play. Probably Glastonbury would probably be one that I'd really love to play.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I think that'd probably, just because it's huge.
Yeah.
And I've never been there. I've only ever seen footage.
Yeah.
So I didn't go there when I went. You've been to Glastonbury, haven't you, Brooke?
No, I haven't. I went to Leeds, like Leeds.
Ah,
and
Leeds. Yeah. Leeds and Reading Fest, right. So I think anything in Europe would be cool.
Yeah.
Any of those festivals. I just find that the live music over there is they're just, everything is in such a grand scale.
They go a lot more hardcore over in Europe.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, and then ultimately for Australia, I'd love to play something like Queenscliff for any of those. So maybe next year.
Yeah, cool. Who are your music idols?
My idol. Well, my first musical idol was Angie Hart. Mm-hmm. And I had her CD when I was 13. My brother bought it for me for his from his first paycheck. He bought me this Frente CD.
So cute.
It was lovely. And then Angie's now my unofficial mentor, which was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So I hang out with her for a little bit, and she kind of shows me the path on where I should be going.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
So that's kind of cool. But other, I think a lot of I'm influenced a lot by female writers. So Regina Spektor, Jewel. Yeah. And your Tori Amos type of...
Yeah, I was actually thinking there was a bit of a Regina Spektor...
Yes, very much so.
...feel to it.
She's lovely.
Yeah, yeah, I really like her music.
How about this, guys? How about we kick into another song, and then when we come back, we'll bust out with Emmy's second track?
That sounds good.
Yeah, right up with... we've got Kesha, I think. VIP.
Sure, whatever. Sure. Sounds great.
You're listening to Generation Next.
You're listening to Generation Next. Joy 94.9. Thorpe says it's fully sick.
That's right, this is Generation Next, joined tonight by myself, Dill, and Em, and we've got Emmy Bryce and Co in studio.
And Co. Brooke is now, that is her name now, and Co.
And I believe you are going to play another song for us, which is really exciting. So, Hit the Ground, is that correct?
It is. It hasn't been released yet, so it's a special.
What can you tell us something quickly about this song before you kick off?
Yes, this is a song that I co-wrote with my friend Ben again, and we decided to write a song that had absolutely no metaphor at all. It was just about falling.
Great.
Random, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
Oh, well, we won't hold you up. Take it away.
If you do want to place meaning to it, though, you can.
Currently mid-air, I'm up there somewhere, dropping like a broken aeroplane. Takes my breath away in such a pleasant way, diving through a lovely hurricane.
Next. Love it.
Oh, that was so great. Thank you. Oh, you actually, should just come in every week.
Yeah, totally. You don't even just have to come here. Like, you could sing to me in the morning. Like,
feel time free. Time to get out of bed, Dylan. That was so lovely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks
it's been
for
lovely.
Having us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Our pleasure. We did have someone message in before, mm-hmm. and this is from a lovely man named Cam, and I rhymed.
Or female.
Or female, Cam. Oh, true.
Could be.
Cool. Yeah, you're very right there. Yeah. Well, they say a moment of pure and live broadcasting perfection. Magic and beautiful. Thanks, Cam.
It's such Thank
a nice you, Cam. Lovely.
And also we're going to do a shout out to Matt, who is in hospital and who does know Forrester, who is joining us in the studio right now and waving in the corner. and Matt, we hope you get well soon. And thank you for arranging for Emmy to come in.
Yeah.
To snaps sing to Matt. Us.
And the tongue picture was gross, Matt.
Yeah, it was gross. No more tongue pictures, Matt. Yeah.
Just to set the mood, that was the atmosphere.
Exactly.
We got Em got a text from Matt tonight of his inflamed throat.
Which is why he's in hospital, poor thing. At any rate, we're going to wrap that up now. So thank you so much for
You're
coming
welcome.
In. And once again, we can get all of your music on your website.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you want to just read that?
Yeah, so www.emmybryce.com. Mm-hmm. So B-R-Y-C-E.
Fantastic. Thanks so much,
You're
guys.
Welcome.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you so much.
We're going to go to a song, Dill?
We are. This is Hold You. It's Thunderskank's remix. It's a really awesome track. Going to dub it up because we've had a bit of the live acoustic sets.
Yeah,
a
bit of folk. Now we're going to get some...
Oh, yeah, now some dubstep warps. You're listening to Generation Next.
Hi, guys. Generation Next. I hope you enjoyed that service announcement from Dylan and myself. We were like passing pieces of paper back and forth really fast.
I thought we were quite professional.
Oh, we were. We both have done the Taste of Radio course. Well, yes. I'm in the process of doing it. Dill's just done it. And it is really fabulous if you are interested in learning about how to become a presenter or getting into radio.
How did you get involved with the Taste of Radio?
So I basically came in to do an interview for my normal day job, which is mm-hmm. with a theatre company.
Oh.
about a program that we were running for young people. And I came in, did the interview, really enjoyed myself. And at that time, Jacob, who was the previous kind of anchor, he was about to leave to go overseas. And they were like, you should come in. And so I did. And then they said, if you want to stay, you kind of need to do the Taste of Radio course to learn how to panel and all that biz. And here I am. How about yourself?
Well, I love the sound of my own voice. And then when I got told that I could... be on radio, I jumped at that chance.
Mm.
No, actually, Dean Becks got me involved in it because Dean, he does Hide and Seek.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was just like, well, why don't you do the course? I mean, you want to get into broadcasting, which I've wanted to do for a while.
Yep.
And did the course. Now I'm here.
Here you are. Yeah. Yep, in this beautiful, fun environment.
And it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, if you want to find out more information about that, or indeed you want to ask us any questions for our next segment, Queer Questions,
Queer
that's coming
questions.
Up, you can jump on the website, joy.org.au.
Yeah.
So, joined by Dill and Em, and I think we're going to get into our Queer Questions, Dill.
Yeah, I think so.
So, basically, these are a bunch of questions that people have texted or emailed in or popped up on our social media sites. In some instances, they're people that we know. Some instances, people we don't. Mm. And we just have a bit of a chat about them.
Sometimes I just ask people in the street, oi, do you want some life advice?
Yeah, mate, get away from me.
By the way, I live in North Melbourne, so it's really, most people run when they see a giant Maori coming after them going, oi, mate.
You should jump on like the 86 tram or something. People always talk to me on the 86 tram.
I'm on the 57 and it's pretty scary, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
No. Okay. So, would you believe that the first question is from Brett in Northcote, talking about northern suburbs?
Mm.
Brett says, I'd like to get out into the gay scene, but I've heard it's really bitchy. Is that true? And if it is, how do I avoid the drama?
I have to say, look, every scene is gossipy and every scene is clicky. You can mm-hmm. be a part of, like, you can get involved or get out into the gay scene. You can go to clubs, you could go to bars, you could even go to, like, gay-friendly restaurants or areas.
Mm-hmm.
and just not buy into the like
mediocrity. I completely agree. Like, I think that there are bitchy people everywhere and in clicky circles, and the gay community is quite clicky.
Well, I was in the goth scene for a while, and that was really clicky. Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, it's pretty much every scene is going to have those high school hierarchies.
Yeah, and you just got to be true to yourself and just not buy into it and realize that there are other people who, you know, who aren't going to buy into it either.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you want to do the second one?
I would love to. All my friends are seeing people or starting to find love, and I'm starting to lag behind. Am I going to be single forever? Renee and Paran.
Oh, this could be the story of my life.
well, I don't know. I'm probably the worst person to give advice on this because I don't even know how I end up in relationships. I mean, I'm pretty, like, when the doors are closed, I'm pretty gross. I mean, I can't really.
Okay, let's move on from that point. You don't feel like you're qualified to give advice about falling in love or whatnot. I mean, I don't really. I kind of think the question, am I going to be single forever? Well, to my mind, there's no problem if you are going to be single forever, and you should
absolutely.
You should, you know, love yourself and be a self-sufficient individual.
Patty and Selma from The Simpsons are like my idols, honestly. I could only dream.
That wasn't the line I was going down, but sure, I was more going to say, you know, you've got to be happy within yourself, and you're more likely to find someone and meet someone
absolutely
when you're not kind of desperately hooking on to anyone. You're not compromising what you believe in.
Exactly. And Renee, what you need to ask yourself: did you want to be in a relationship before all of your friends started doing it? Because if that's so, that's peer pressure.
Yeah, don't subscribe to that. Okay, the next question is from Samantha in North Melbourne.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. I cannot stand my girlfriend's mum. Can you give me advice on how to deal with someone who would need to tone it down to be considered obnoxious?
What? Oh, how to tone it down.
She's even more obnoxious. Yeah, she needs to tone it down and then she'll still be considered obnoxious. Oh, that's tough.
Sometimes those people, like, okay, if you're not biting into it and she is being really overbearing, maybe just leave the room or maybe give it back to her. Maybe she's wanting that kind of reaction. Maybe she's trying to be playful.
Yeah.
I know. I do that.
Try talking to your girlfriend about it.
Oh, that could be an option as well before you start ridiculing your girlfriend's
mom. Lots of options. Do you want to do Billy?
Yeah, sure. Billy, who's in the CBD or the SIBD. Dear Gen Next, what LGBTIQ friendly sport groups are out there?
Ah, that is a good question. Actually, I had a housemate who used to play soccer, LGBTIQ soccer.
Yeah, I've heard of, there is a website and oh my God, complete mental blank, but I'm pretty sure it is on the Joy website.
Yeah, I'm sure that there will be lots of resources through the Joy website.
Absolutely.
Community sports groups. There's also, I mean, heaps of other places.
Oh.
We interviewed a couple of months ago a group called I'm Awesome Thanks, and they have like an online sort of social media networking site, and through that they linked out to other kind of community organisations that were involved with you know, sports or whatnot for LGBTIQ people. So you could try to look there too.
And if you just Google search LGBTIQ sports Melbourne, just web search that, and it comes up with some really good resources as well.
Yeah, definitely. Or even, you know, you could send us a tweet or something like that to the station itself, or call the switchboard on the station.
Call the switchboard.
Yeah, fantastic resource.
Have
for
a chat
a lot
with
of
us, Billy.
Well, you probably won't talk to us directly, but you'll talk with Joy. And they have a lot of resources on hand.
They do. Just quickly, we're going to jump over to a track.
Cool.
This is a Melbourne-based band. They're called Evacuate the Fallen, and this track is called Fairy Tales Only Last Till Midnight. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
It is Gay School, Dylan and Em on Generation Next, which means we're just going to zoom through what's been happening in the news.
Yes.
Now, the first thing which I thought was interesting, a little bit disappointing, but good as a gesture, Liberal frontbencher Malcolm Turnbull has backed same-sex marriage over the weekend, but he has said that as there is a lack of parliamentary support for change, it's more likely that civil unions legislation should be put forward. So I think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, a step in the right direction. But you know what? I think Turnbull is the only Liberal that doesn't make me sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to agree with that. Yeah. Yeah, so that was kind of like good but bad.
Yeah, well, the Queensland government has established a new ministerial advisory committee on HIV and AIDS. The panel was set up by Queensland Health Minister Lawrence Springborg after his highly controversial decision to axe funding for the state's only LGBT health and wellbeing organisation.
Righto.
Mm.
Next piece of good news. France will allow same-sex couples to marry and adopt children from next year, which I think is fantastic.
Yay, France.
And I really like what their Prime Minister has said, which is that our society is evolving, lifestyles and mentalities are changing, the government will respond to that. Get with the system, Australia.
Get with the system, Australia. And you know what? We should get with some CSAs.
Okay, let's do it.
Joy, 94.9.
Hi, guys. Generation Next, Joy 949. Dil, I think we're about to wrap it up.
I think we are about to wrap it up. We've had a fantastic show. Big thank you to Emmy Bryce and the guys that came in, Forrester and Brooke.
Yes, yes. Yeah. If you are interested in hearing more of Emmy's music, we will put it on our page. And you can also go onto Emmy's website and find it there. We had some lovely queer questions. If you are interested next time in getting in contact with us with some queer questions, Dil, do you want to tell people how they can do that?
Sure. They can jump on joy.org.au and follow the links to the Generation Next page where they can send in your queer questions. Or you can send us a text. Just make sure that you are saying to Generation Next or else people will be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yep.
But, yeah.
I think that's it. It for Monday.
It is. We're going to kick off with Blunt B, who's a Brisbane DJ.
Oh,
and
cool.
He's really awesome. So, cool. Yeah, have fun, guys. Thanks for sticking with us.
See you later.
See ya.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.